Topic 4.17, discuss and evaluate the methods used by zoos and seed banks in the conservation of endangered species and their genetic diversity, e.g. scientific research, captive breeding programs, reintroduction programs, and education. We are probably the biggest threat to biodiversity in the world. We are overhunting, we are degrading, fragmenting, destroying habitat. We are enabling the invasion of non-native species. We are causing pollution and we are causing climate change. It's estimated that several species are going extinct every day. The species richness and genetic diversity falls as organisms go extinct. The International Union for Conservation of Nature has a red list of endangered species. Scientists are trying to prevent this extinction by looking for any signs that a species is becoming endangered and then acting to try and conserve it. There are a number of different methods that are used. We have national nature reserves and sites of special scientific interest, or SSSIs. This preserves the habitat and puts restrictions on what people can and can't do in the habitat. In our national parks, you have a restriction on where you are able to build and what you're able to build in the national park. A SSSI, you may be banned from going there without a warden. You may be banned from picking any flowers at all, though you should never pick wild flowers. Sites of special scientific interest that I've seen would include not being able to pick up any fossils from a site or hammer for any minerals. It's usually done to preserve a particular habitat for posterity. We have sustainable development, so you've looked at using wood from sustainable sources so that we are replenishing the habitat whenever we take from. But the real focus is the zoo captive breeding programs and seed banks. Now, zoos will rescue organisms sometimes from the wild. And they will build up a captive population from which they can breed. Now they have to be careful that they do not repeatedly breed the same animals with each other, because that would lead to a reduction in genetic diversity and inbreeding depression. So what they will tend to do will be to loan animals to other zoos so they can outbreed them with other animals. They may breed them with wild populations. What they will often do then is to reintroduce the animals once they have built up a longer population. They will reintroduce them often to nature reserves or preserves to study, and then into the wild itself. They will carry out research on their captive animal and more about the ecology, their niches, their adaptations, and how to prevent further habitat loss or extinction. Zoos also, whilst many people do not agree with keeping animals in enclosures like this, will serve a useful educational purpose. So by educating the next generation to try to preserve the habitat of these animals when they're seeing them, if they know that the zoos are these animals' last resort, then they may feel a little more strongly about being good Earth citizens. I feel quite strongly about that, and I'd like to think that having studied AS biology, you do too. Seed banks have a similar function to the zoo programs, but clearly for plants. Now, zoos are quite costly because you have to keep live animals and feed them. Seed banks, however, you harvest the seed from the plants and you store that. You have to decrease the temperature. And first, before you do any of that, you decrease the moisture level. So you clean and dry the seeds. This prevents germination from happening and it prevents any damage from ice crystals forming when you freeze the seeds. Then you freeze them to slow down any of the enzyme-controlled reactions such as germination or the decomposition by microbes. You periodically germinate the seeds to replenish the stock and check for viability. And you can reintroduce the plants once you've built up a population of them.